Hello, buenas noches. I'm reading a verse from John 19, 29 to 30. The sixth word says, a bowl was there, full of cheap wine mixed with vinegar. So a sponge was soaked in it, put on hyssop, and lifted up to his lips. When Jesus had received the wine, he said, it is finished. Word of the Lord. As I encountered the scripture, I was quite, had a very difficult time with it. Countless hours in class, countless times being spoken about John, I couldn't be able to go back in the strange files in my brain in order to be able to intellectually think about, well, about the scripture. Instead, I was hit with experiences and other times where the scripture becomes more alive. As we draw near to the cross, we hear the words, it is finished. It's probably the most important words in the scripture, personally for me. Upon encountering these words on a personal level, I began to ask for their importance in the context of the verse. I'm assured these words were not simply written down with no importance. Rather, they must be heard within God's fulfillment. That his thirst, in repeating what Eddie and Katie has said, his thirst was beyond just the human ability of thirsting well with his open wounds and probably perspiring a lot. And was in dire need of liquid. That I find fulfillment in this bowl. Cheap wine, mixed vinegar, sounds disgusting. Sponge, it's probably, you know, when you think that just nothing is going right. Just another scoff at him, just another way to treat him lowly. Just another lamb that can no longer be recognized on wood. Is God's fulfillment starting from Genesis now being completed through Christ's life, death, and resurrection? Most importantly, in his last words, it is finished. This cheap wine mixed with vinegar is a source of the fulfillment. Another thing that God turns into something with a higher price. First, it begins with Naomi and Ruth, prostitutes selling one another. God still carries his promise. And it's quite interesting that through this bowl, there is an utter fulfillment being fulfilled at this time. That to us, Jesus' thirst has a far greater meaning, and it continues to have and will. As he receives the wine, Jesus reaches human and divine conclusion. With the intention of scoffing at Jesus once more with cheap wine, little does one know it's a higher and much greater good. Reminds me of St. Augustine and his famous question, what is the greater good? We must also see it as from the perspective that he was thirsty like every human being. I've been thirsty. As we put this thirst and purpose into perspective, we understand the mystery that God has put before us. A man who was born in utter trash. Wasn't even born in the castle that he deserved, or where King David abided and had all the things he needed. Such a mystery that continues to puzzle me as I continue to live now and in the future. The conclusion of this phrase turns our eyes to the heavens, asking one more for his return. Like Eddie, I too work with kids. A lot of these kids are what we call repeated offenders. They don't attend their interventions after school. So we are those who are interventionalists who try to speak with the child and see what issues greater they are facing. And times I'm either getting a shrug, either not getting an answer, either just seeing the pain in their eyes. I ask the heavens once more for his return. And I'm sure that Mary and everyone that in this circle of people who did not abandon Jesus, I'm pretty sure they looked up to the heavens too and were questioning why and who, what was this all for? Rather, this mystery in and of itself had that answer as he bled. These are words that continue to revolve around those who we see that are undeserved and underprivileged. Mainly the kids that I in some way serve, where it's difficult for me to speak of God. But in some ways, I pray every day that I continue to be that. That person that continues to be that person that in some ways could reiterate this hope that God has provided me. These words are for those who are hungry and sick inside and outside our church walls, and we know many of those people. And my only prayer is that may these words become a reality in our lives as we show others love and humility in difficult times. Jesus humiliated himself in front of others, where God's final word is love. Continues to puzzle me this mystery of a person who never sinned but took sin. And as we gather tonight and make this movement into Easter, I pray that our ears get closer to his lips and hear the words muttered, "It is finished." That these words is not nearly just the end, rather it's only the beginning. That this fulfillment from the beginning and the end is now the end is the beginning. Vice versa. For us, the conclusion is only the beginning. And as we ponder on the end becoming the beginning, let us be reminded of God's fulfillment. That God's promise was carried from the beginning to the death. And then survived death. Something that us cannot imagine. As death sometimes creeps upon us, sometimes without a warning. Sometimes with various warnings. For this mystery to take it upon himself to put himself on this cross and acknowledging that his death would come soon, and upon asking for cheap wine to be put on his lips only to say these final words in order for it to create a greater and bigger meaning for us. In light of this, may this mystery become ours. And be buried in our hearts. Thank you.